This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we just got an extra hour of sleep. Hopefully you all enjoyed it, and you're ready to get outside and get a little bit of work done. It's time to put the garden to bed. And if you've mowed your lawn for the very last time, there is one thing that you could do that would really help you for next year. I'm going to give you a choice. Number one would be to drain all of the gas out of your tank. Number two would be to fill it right to the top with gas. I fill mine right to the top, put the cover on nice and tight, and that way it's ready to go for next year. Now, this is the reason why. If you leave your lawnmower or any kind of power equipment in your garage during the winter, and you get cold nights and then some warm days, the gas tank will begin to have condensation, and water will build inside the gas tank, and when you go to start it, you'll have quite a bit of water buildup, and you'll have a problem. So to eliminate all of that, when you put the lawnmower or any power equipment, fill the gas tank right to the top, put the cover nice and tight, and then there will be no room for water to build up in your gas tank, and in the spring it will start right up. So it's as easy as that. If you need some help, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. You talk with Nathan. He'll help you out, and that way we can answer your gardening question. If you haven't planted all of your bulbs yet or haven't even begun, don't worry about it. You still have time. You can plant tulips and daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all of the bulbs until the ground freezes. Many years ago, I brought the bulbs home. The gardens were full of flowers. I put them in the tool shed, forgot about it. Christmas Day, I went to put all the wrapping into the trash and noticed the bulbs. The ground hadn't frozen. I planted them, a little bit of fertilizer, watered them in, and they did beautiful the following spring. So if you're shopping for your tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, buy them. And some of the places even have them on sale now. Get them planted, and you'll enjoy the beautiful color. And if you have any of the fertilizer, then mix some of that in with the beneficial microbes that the fertilizer has with this all-purpose plant food, all organic. It will really do a good job for you. It's a great product. I use it in my vegetable garden on my perennials, and it does great. And they're having a sale on it. They're also having a 15% sale on your fall fertilizer. And if you give Dee a call in the morning, Her number is 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. And talk to Dee about the protolizer and plant food for your bulbs. Or you can even sprinkle it in your perennial bed. But it does have the 60 different strains of beneficial microbes, and the lawn fertilizer has the beneficial microbes also. It's not too late to feed your lawn. Okay, Nathan, why don't we go to the phone lines and see who we can help this morning. Who do we have up next?
Joe in Maine.
Okay, Joe, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my phone call.
My
Paul,
pleasure.
I have a rose bush that is on the side of my house, and I built a stone driveway there, and I left it alone all summer long. I was wondering, when is a good time to, it's about 5 feet tall, what is a good time to cut that back, and I'd like to relocate it. Should I do that now or in the spring? Or?
Wait until the spring, Joe. With the ground getting cold, with your roses going dormant, if you dig them up now and you replant them, due to the cold soil, the roots won't grow. And it will sit there and it will probably die over the winter. So wait until the ground thaws late March, early April, and when you can put a shovel in the ground, then what I would do is to cut back the rose bush by a third, because you're not going to be able to get the entire root system. So by pruning it back, you're going to compensate for some of the root loss when you dig it up to relocate it to a different area. And then use some of this protolizer on it to stimulate the roots and keep it moist, and you should be all set. But definitely cut it back a little bit. And, again, as soon as the frost is out of the ground, get out there, dig it up, relocate it. All of your nurseries that sell roses, and that was one of the very first things I did coming out of college. We always had a spring break during middle to late March. And the nursery where I worked at, we got in our rose bushes bare root. And we would have to prune the roots, prune the top, and then pot them to sell that season. And we did that during mid-March, and we never had a problem. 99.9% of the roses survived, and they did good. So if you do it now, again, the ground's cold, the roots are not going to be growing, they won't get established, and chances are that it won't survive. So wait until middle to late March, early April, and that way you'll have good luck.
But I can cut them back now?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you cut them back now, the rose bush is going dormant, and it won't make a callus where you cut it. And now you'll have open wounds on that plant, and when the wind blows across your yard, it's going to suck the moisture out of that open cut. So if you do it in the spring, as the plant begins to wake up, it will create a brand new callus, it will seal it, and that way you won't have any moisture loss through the ends of your branches.
One quick other question. I've cut back all my hostas
yes.
and daylilies, and I'd like to divide the hostas. They're getting quite large, and relocate
right.
them. Should I do that in the spring, or
yes.
can I do it now?
No, I would wait until the spring. Again, you know, we've been so warm, and winter is a lot closer than we think. And, you know,
true.
If you dig them up and you repot them and we have a winter without a lot of snow, but it's cold, your ground will thaw that first couple of inches on a nice sunny day, and then when we have a cold night, it's going to freeze. And this freezing and thawing will hurt the root system. So wait until again, the end of March, beginning of April, when the frost is out of the ground, dig up that clump, split it in two, three, four pieces, replant it with a little bit of that protolyzer fertilizer with the beneficial microbes, and you'll be in great shape. But for now, most of the gardening is done for the year.
That's what I thought. It'd been quite a few years since I divided them, and that's what I thought. I just want to get make sure that I was doing the right thing because I've had them quite a while.
Right.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate the phone call, and you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Nathan, who's up next?
We're sitting with open lines right now.
We have some open lines, so if you need some help, give us a call right now. The number here is 855-660-4261. Now, those of you that live in the country, not in, like downtown Boston or anything, but if you live in the suburbs and you have deer that you see roaming the neighborhood or on your property, right now they're getting to be very nervous because it's the hunting season and they're going to be looking for food. So if you have plants like arborvitae, azaleas, holly, treat them with a good rabbit and deer repellent. And if you go to Arbishon Hardware, they have a program, buy one, get one free for Evergard.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we could be of assistance, give us a call. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. Just before the break, I was talking a little bit about the deer, and the hunting season is on in many, many states. The deers are being flushed into different areas, and they may unfortunately find your home with food. And as the foliage dies with the cold temperature, they're going to be hungry. And if they find your home and you have arborvitae, it's like giving them a dish full of ice cream. They just love arborvitae. They like holly. They like azaleas, rhododendron. And they can be a real, real nuisance. So begin to treat your plants with a deer repellent. Now, Everguard has a promotion going on at Aubuchon Hardware. And if you buy a 32-ounce ready-to-use bottle for $14.95, you get a second one for free. So stock up on it, especially if you have had problems with deer in the past, because you will need to apply it a couple of times during the winter. But get it on the plant right now while the weather is good and while they're being flushed out of the woods and coming into a development, and they can create a real, real mess for your property. But if your Aubuchon Hardware is the place to go, buy one, get one free. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Phil in Massachusetts.
Okay. Phil, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have an apple tree question for you.
Sure.
So I have a few apple trees, and the two questions I have for you is, first, one of them, the branch is split from the apples, from the way of the apples. So I don't know when I should turn those major branches off that, like, split. And the second question is, when do I decide that the apple tree is just needs to go and I need to replant a new one? Because I have one that keeps getting a borer, some type of borer bug in, and I manage to kill the bug, but then I end up with another one. And that one's got a lot of disease on it, and I'm not sure when I should throw the towel in on that. Or even the one that the branch is split, because there was a major branch that split on it.
Okay. Now, let's start with the ones that have a borer. Did you find holes in the trunk of the tree?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. And at the beginning of the season, that happened, and, in the spring, and I put a paperclip up there, and I actually killed it.
Okay. How did it leaf out, Phil?
How did the tree? It leafed fairly well. I mean, I would say that, it got pretty good leaves. The apples didn't look so good. I mean, that kind of happens on that tree chronically. It doesn't, the apples don't look great.
Yeah. But all of the branches produce foliage.
But I would say probably 80%.
Okay. What I would do is I would wait until spring. I mean, you can't do anything about it now.
Okay.
Anyway, so wait until spring. See how it will leaf out and check for the possibility of borer. Now, I was apple picking probably like a month or so ago and went into a new section of the orchard. And one of the things they did is they painted from the ground up to the first branch with a white latex paint. And I questioned the man there, and he said, we do it to keep animals from eating the bark on a young tree, because they have too many trees and they can't put wire cages around the trunk of it. So they just paint them with a latex paint. Within a matter of 3 or 4 years, as the tree grows, they will crack the paint off, and by then the bark of the tree is a lot thicker, and it can tolerate a little bit of chewing on it. So what I would do is to try and coat the trunk of that tree with there's a product that keeps pigeons off of the roof. I'll tell you what, Phil, why don't you hold on?
Okay.
We're coming up on a break, and then I can give you the time that you need to solve the problem, okay?
Right.
But just hold on.
Hold on.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Phil, and Phil, one of the things that I would consider doing to prevent borer, the borers are coming in from a moth, and the moth lays the eggs on the bark of your tree, and because your trees are young, it's easy for the borer to just tunnel right through it. So the moth lays the eggs hatch, and then it will eat its way into the tree, making that hole that you took a paper clip and killed it. So there's a couple of things that you can do. If you go to your local nursery, garden center, the feed and grain stores, you can buy a tree wrap, and it's like a weatherproof paper, and it's in two layers. In between the two layers of paper, there is some asphalt, and you wrap the trunk of the tree. You start from the ground and you go up to the very first branch, and then tie it with some string, and that will prevent the borers from getting in. And you would leave it like that for the next couple of years, and that will give the bark a chance to get thicker, and that will eliminate the possibility of having borers in that tree. So I would try that first. You did kill the original borer. Let's see what happens with the tree leafing out next spring, and if you see that you get a third to 50% of it doesn't leaf out, then you could consider digging it out and planting something new. And your tree that split, how much of the tree broke apart? 50% or more?
No, I would say less. I would probably say it's a leader split and then one adjacent to it and a smaller one to the side. And I tried bolting it back together because I've had success with that, but it was just too big of a split. And the whole bolt and everything ended up snapping off.
Okay, so did
and it's
you...
not 100% cut off yet. I was going to ask you if I should prune it now also, or if I should wait until like when I would normally prune in like March or February.
Well, anything that's broken is going to allow moisture to get into that crack, and then when it gets cold, the moisture is going to freeze, and it's going to expand that crack. So what I would do, I would definitely remove all of the broken branches, and then where you have exposed wood, try and do it on a nice day where it's going to be temperatures above freezing, and spray any of the exposed wood with something like Pledge, you know, anything that's a liquid wax that you could put on it, and that will seal it and protect it until spring comes, when the tree is able to make a scab over that area. But I think if you leave it there, the moisture is going to get into it, and it will expand the crack deeper into the plant.
Okay. Oh, would it be okay to put paraffin wax in that? Or?
Sure.
Okay, because I've done that before, melted it into it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a nice day, you could just take a candle and light the candle, let it drip on there, and then with your hand, push it into any cracks that are there and on the exposed wood, and that will create a barrier to prevent dehydration when it gets windy.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
Okay. I bought that natural alternative fertilizer, the whole set, and I heard you say earlier it's not too late to put the fall one still on.
Right.
So my question is, when would I stop, like, the watering the whole yard? Because I know that you don't have to water that in, but I like to. So
right.
Is it time to, like, stop sprinkling lawns completely?
If you're going to be putting down the fertilizer, then sprinkle it one more time. And I'm sure in the coming week or so we're going to get more rain. But I would definitely put it down now. Put the lawn sprinkler on for a half an hour every place that you've applied it, and then bring your sprinkler in the house and say good night until next spring.
All right, great.
That way, all of the beneficial microbes that you put down can get into the soil. They can get into a place where they can hibernate for the winter, and the fertilizer that's in the plant will be released when you water it, and the grass can pick it up and store it for the winter to keep it nice and strong when the weather gets cold.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Phil. You have a wonderful weekend now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill in Milford.
Okay. Bill, good morning. How can we help you out today with your garden?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm calling in regards to some garlic that I planted 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I'm a little bit concerned because I see shoots coming above the soil right now, and I'm just wondering if they're going to be able to survive.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Garlic is doing exactly what it should.
Yeah.
People who planted it a couple months ago during the late September, their garlic is up about 3 to 4 inches tall.
Okay.
And last year I planted garlic. This year I had too many things to do and I forgot all about it. But mine came up about 3 inches tall.
Okay.
And what I did is we have quite a few pine trees on the property. I raked some of the pine needles, and I spread the pine needles on top of the garlic. about 2 inches thick, and I left it there, and it prevented weeds from coming up during the next spring, and it created some insulation for the plant. And then in spring, I took a look at it, and the green that had come up through the ground, some of it had turned brown, but as the weather warmed up, brand new shoots came up, and we had beautiful garlic. And the reason that in the Northeast or upper state New York, where the season isn't as long, the reason that you plant it in the fall is to get it established.
Right.
And to get it to grow a little bit. And what that does is it makes up for the short season that we have during May, June, July, August. Then it's ready to harvest in September.
Okay. That's very good. I really appreciate that. I also was having a problem. I think the squirrels are digging into the around the area of the garlic, and I'm a little bit afraid of that. So I did put a wire mesh over the top. I made like a little tent out of it to see if I can stop them from doing that. Is that okay?
Sure. Put down, what you can do is just remove that metal mesh.
Yeah.
Put your pine needles on top of the ground, and then set the mesh back on top of it. And if you can pick up a small box or container of mothballs, just sprinkle some of the mothballs right in that area, and they don't like the smell or taste of it, and they won't bother anything in your garden.
I thank you for your answers, and I appreciate you taking my phone call. I mean, I wish you to have a nice day.
You have a great day, too, Phil, and call us anytime you need some help.
I'm writing down your number right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If any of you are beginning to see that there is digging in your lawn, because the fall has been so warm, and if you got any Japanese beetles in your lawn, the raccoons and the skunks are still digging. You may have several large flocks of blackbirds or grackles or crows in your lawn, and you may be surprised, how come I have so many birds on the lawn? Well, if you go out on it, you're going to see that they're pecking holes in the ground, and they're looking for Japanese beetle grubs. And one of the things that you can do, actually there's two things. There is a product called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X, and it's a product made by Bayer. And you put it down on your lawn where you're getting this digging. You water it in, and 48 hours later, any insects that are in your ground are gone. It kills them all. It releases all of its potency within 48 hours, and then it will dissipate, and you won't have to worry about any chemicals in your ground. So it's a quick-acting, kills everything that's there. And that way the skunks, the raccoons, and the crows won't be digging in your lawn. Now, if you can't get in the next week or two, and you're still seeing digging, then get some mothballs. Not the mothball flakes, but the actual ball. It's about the size of a marble. And throw it on the ground where they are digging. Just sprinkle them. And they don't like the smell of the camphor in the mothballs, and that will help to drive them away. So you've got a choice. But the weather is still nice, the ground is still warm, the grubs are still active, and what they do is the raccoons and the skunks, they come in your yard at night. They put their ear to the ground, and they listen. And if they hear scratching in the ground or movement of the grub, then they'll dig there. And if they find one, they'll just rototill your entire lawn. And it doesn't stop there. When the raccoons and the skunks go into hibernation, later on, the moles will get into that area and they'll tunnel. And they'll dig holes all over your lawn and tunnels in between them to find the grubs and to eat them during the winter. And when spring comes, you've got to replant a large area in your lawn. So the best way is to get some of this Dilox. And you don't want to get the everyday grub killer. The all-season material is designed to release over a 4 to 5 month period. So it releases slowly, killing any new eggs that are laid during the year. But Dilox is designed for people who did not put a grub control product during the late summer, during the late spring, early summer. So you use a season long in the spring. If you don't do it, you use the Dilox in the fall of the year. But something you want to do pretty quick, apply it, water it in, and 2 days later, they're all gone, and the chemical is also gone.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Number 855-660-4261. Give us a call if we can help you this morning. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that.
Who's up next, Nathan?
Looks like Virginia and Andover.
Virginia, good morning. How can we help you out today? Hi, Virginia.
Good morning.
Morning.
I bought a blue hydrangea about 10 years ago, and I've been very, very happy with it. It goes and it blooms on every new branch. This year, it only grew very short, and it only had a few buds. But right now, it's doubled in size. I have more buds on it than I had earlier, and there's even new buds coming out.
Okay.
Can I pick those flowers now?
You mean the dead flowers that are on there?
No, the new ones.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you want to pick them and put them in a vase of water in your kitchen, that's fine.
Oh, okay. It's really beautiful right now. In the spring, I was very disappointed in it.
Yeah, this weather has really done some crazy things.
I know.
I went food shopping the other day, and they had some rhododendron in the parking area of the supermarket, and there were some white rhododendrons that were actually blooming.
It
had four or five petals on them.
Right.
They had some small leaf varieties called a PJM. They're kind of a purpley lavender, and those had flowers on them. We had a woman that called in this morning, and her iris were flowering right now. So the plants are very, very confused with this nice warm weather.
Yeah. I also have a clematis that bloomed beautiful. It died off. Now new leaves are coming on it already.
Yeah. That's something that Mother Nature just has been mixed up with this 70-degree weather or warmer throughout the whole Northeast.
I just hope it doesn't kill them all.
No, it won't kill them all, but the new growth that's on there, it may damage them. I was at a house in New Hampshire about a week and a half ago, and the landscapers came in, and they fixed up all of his shrubbery, got them all pruned and ready for the year. They had done this in early September. And when I was there a couple, 3 weeks ago, he had new growth on his holly about 3 inches in length, which he shouldn't have had. So I told them to get some wilt-proof, spray all of that new growth on the holly, and do it again in February when you get a day that's going to be above freezing, 40, something like that. And just to protect that new growth. But, you know, the plant gets ready to go dormant. The days are shorter. The intensity of the sun is not as bright. And the plant is getting ready. But the temperatures just keep getting warmer and warmer. So they're very confused. So any broadleaf evergreen that has some new growth, put some of the wilt-proof on it to seal up those leaves. The clematis, the frost will eventually knock off the leaves. Where I live here in Kennebunk, Maine, we have not had a killing frost.
Right.
So, you know, here it is, the 5th of November, and we haven't had a frost yet. So you've just got to say to yourself, it's November, and I've got to treat the garden like it is November, and start to heal in your roses, your hydrangea, and get them ready for the winter, because I think it's going to come all at once, and then you'll be busy with Thanksgiving, you'll be busy with Christmas, and you won't get to it. So get them ready for the winter now, and when the leaves come off, they'll go dormant, and your work will be done for the year.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend, Virginia.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.